Good afternoon, everyone. It is approximately 3:35 p.m. on March 1st, 2016. This is the Senate Education Committee, and we have a quorum today with Senator Gardner, Senator Huggins, Senator Giesel, and myself, Senator Dunleavy. We're going to hear two bills today, SB 103, Residential Psychiatric Education Funding, prime sponsor, Senator Kathy Giesel. And we're going to introduce HB 107, Board of Regents Regional Residency Requirements, prime sponsor, Representative Lynn Gaddis. 103 was heard last week. Public testimony is open. Do any of the senators need staff or Senator Giesel to explain the bill again, or do we know where it's at and we can just go to public testimony? Anyone feel a need to review the bill? You feel a need to review? Okay, so with that, public testimony is open. Do we have anyone online to testify? So we have Rita Sullivan online, Division of Behavioral Health, and we have Mike Lyons, Universal Health Services of Delaware. I think both are on if we have questions. Any questions at this point for Rita Sullivan, Division of Behavioral Health Centers? Any questions? Seeing none. Mike Lyons, Universal Health Services of Delaware. Do we have any questions for Mr. Lyons? Seeing none. I don't see anyone else signed up. Just a quick brief at ease. So at this point, public testimony is closed. Let's see here. Are there any amendments? Seeing none, is there a motion to move SB 103?
Mr. Chairman, I move that Smart Substitute for Senate Bill number 103 version India be moved from committee with individual comments.
Seeing no objections, so moved. So 103 goes on to the next committee of referral. We'll take a brief ease to prepare for the next bill. We're back in session. Just a quick correction. It's SB 103 with attached fiscal note. Just need that on the record. So with that, Senator Garner, do you have a comment you'd like to make on that bill before we move to the next?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, at the last time we heard this bill up, and I expressed my dismay that the Anchorage School District was not participating in the conversation, and apparently I have talked with the superintendent and understand why they weren't online. It had nothing to do with the bill itself, but other things that were going on, and also the fact that that due to a death, we've lost the person who was running a special school, so they're having a little bit of disarray. Also, I expressed my frustration that I hadn't had responses to my questions, and I have now received those responses, so I just wanted to put that on the record.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So with that, we now move to SB 107, Board of Regents Residency Requirements. Please take note that UA has provided a zero fiscal note. Prime sponsor is Representative Gaddis and her staff, Crystal Randolph. We'll walk the committee through the legislation. Could you come up, please, and state your name for the record, introduce your bill, begin your comments, and then be prepared for questions, please. Whenever you're ready, Representative.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, my name is Representative Lynn Gaddis, and I represent District 7, the greater Wasilla area. I'm here to present House Bill 107, an act relating to the composition of the Board of Regents for the University of Alaska. Mr. Chair, the University of Alaska boasts approximately 32,000 students a year, governed by an 11-member Board of Regents, one which is a full-time student, and throughout the past century there's been a lack of representation of the various regions of Alaska on the Board of Regents. A quick visit to the board's website identifies the following mission statement. The University of Alaska inspires learning, advances and disseminates knowledge through teaching, research, public service, emphasizing the North and its diverse peoples. In accordance with the university's mission to emphasize the diversity of Alaska's residents, this bill calls for change to the composition of the university's Board of Regents. Currently, there is one seat reserved for a student regent and 10 at-large regents that must be a citizen of the United States as well as a resident of Alaska. This bill will change the composition of the board to include geographic representation. If passed, the Board of Regents would include one board member from each of the following locations: Fairbanks North Star Borough, Municipality of Anchorage, Matanuska-Susitna Borough, Kenai Peninsula Borough, City and Borough of Juneau, a community not connected by road or rail, one student, and then four at-large members. This change would reflect the diversity of our great state's population and would bring more voices to the table in the decisions on university policies. It would ensure a voice to those in the Mat-Su Valley, on the Kenai Peninsula, and those living off the road system who in the past had little to no involvement on the board. And so, Mr. Chair, I passed to your members quite a large book, approximately 5-6 inches thick, that really goes through the history of the Board of Regents. And I'll be honest, as I looked through last year and recognized that the Mat-Su had never had a Board of Regents. As the fastest growing community in the state, we had never through all of these years. I do want to appreciate the governor, in the meantime, as it passed the House in this summer, appointed what we consider in the Mat-Su a true star, Dr. Dina Paramo, to the Board of Regents. So I think that even the governor recognized that there's been some disparity there. But I really want this to go on long after we leave. I think that there are folks that bring a certain information, having lived off of the road system, that somebody who has never lived off the road system doesn't bring. And quite frankly, let's realize that all of these students that come from all over are the university students, so who not best to represent than those people of those regions? So that's simply what the bill does. There isn't a fiscal note, as you indicated, and with that, I have my staff, Crystal Randolph, who's willing to go through the sectional if you'd like.
Thank you, Representative Gaddis. Crystal, if you could do that, that'd be great. Can you identify yourself for the record and begin your testimony?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, my name is Crystal Randolph, and I'm staff for Representative Lynn Gaddis, and I will be going through the bill sectional for HB 107. Section 1 of AS 1440-130A repeals and reenacts composition of the Board of Regents, defines the Board of Regents by requiring one resident of Fairbanks North Star Borough, one resident of Municipality of Anchorage, one resident of Matanuska-Susitna Borough, one resident of Kenai Peninsula Borough, one resident of City and Borough of Juneau, one resident of a community that is not described in 1 through 5 of this subsection and is not connected by road or rail to Anchorage or Fairbanks, one student regent, four at-large members that are Alaskan residents. Section 2 of AS 1440-130 adds new subsections, regents' qualifications and board membership. Regents must be a resident of a region for at least 2 years prior to appointment. A regent will complete their term if they fail to maintain residency in a region. Section 3, Uncodified Law, Transition. Regents currently serving on the board will finish their terms, and as vacancies arise, the governor shall make appointments that fulfill the residency requirements of this act.
Thank you. I have a question. 1 through 8, 8 for at-large members. Could they be from Anchorage, Fairbanks, Matsu, or are they outside of those designated, the other designated seats? What's the intent?
So Mr. Chair, could you ask that again? I'm not sure I understood the question.
You have define the boards of regent by requiring one resident from Fairbanks, et cetera. And at the end, you have number 8, 4 at-large members. Is the idea that they just can be selected no matter where they live, or is the idea that they would be selected outside of these first 7 categories?
And Mr. Chair, the bill reads that they can be from anywhere. Okay. And so really as it went through the House, there were a lot of back and forth, and sometimes it's tough to find somebody that can bring that experience and bring that. So we didn't want to confine it in such a way. The challenge has been to kind of try to break up where they've come from for many years. And maybe that's cultural, how the university started in Fairbanks and it's just continued. So.
Thank you very much. Questions for members of the committee? Senator Gardner.
Thank you. For our court system, we have 5 segments of the state, and each member of, well, we have templates where people have to be appointed from each judicial district. Did you consider doing that method?
Through the chair, Senator Gardner. I'll tell you what I did is I didn't think of the courts when I did it. I thought to myself in the regional areas and what they bring. So if you're from a northern area, you bring some really special information that truly dovetails with the same court region areas, but I didn't base it on that. I truly looked at where they had come from in the past and where the disparity was, where they came from. So, you know, if you look down in the Kenai area, a little bit lighter, certainly from the Matsu zero until this summer. And so looking at off the road system and certainly looking at the size of communities as well.
Follow up?
Thank you. And have you had any opportunity to talk with the administration about where their applicants come from when they're looking for people to appoint?
During last year's public testimony, if I recall, and you know we've had a lot happen between them, one of the concerns that was raised in the House was that they did have a struggle finding people in different areas, and it was recognized that some of those areas would certainly have to beat the bushes, if you will, to try to bring people to the table to be able to do this yeoman's work. And certainly with the budget process and what's going on with the university, I think that now is even a better time than it was to bring people together, all of Alaskans. So they have a tough time in some areas, and some areas where they've gone to ask. So I think until you have an opportunity in your community to say, hey, we have regional representation, I think it's been difficult to find people if you haven't gone there.
Senator?
Thank you. So without suggesting that there aren't very good and very capable people in every corner of this state, what I guess I wonder is if there would be such people who would want to serve and be qualified for this position. What would happen if the governor, you know, needed to make an appointment and I'm sure there's a transition plan to bring it up there, and they simply didn't have good, strong applicants that meet the requirements of this statute.
So, through the chair, Senator Gardner, we didn't focus on if there was good, strong, and I don't mean to imply that, but I think each of those areas has good, strong folks. Whether the, you know, some of us could argue whether that was good or strong, but I'm telling you that I do think that there are folks that represent their community and bring that value system.
Senator Gardner.
I think I phrased it incorrectly. Of course there are good, strong folks everywhere, but they may not want to serve in this position. And what if there just aren't people applying?
I'll say in through the chair, Senator Gardner, that conversation did not come up in the House. I will tell you that the regents were concerned about it, the concern that that's a possibility. So this is not the first time it was raised, but it's not something that raised to the level to say, what do we do next? It's kind of a question out there, somewhat rhetorical, not sure what's going to happen until we do it.
Thank you.
Questions for members of the committee? So online, I, at this stage of the game, unless there's questions, I'll open public testimony. So public testimony is open, and we have online John Davies, who's a University of Alaska Board of Regents, Fairbanks, Joe Heckman, University of Alaska Board of Regents, Fairbanks, and Elizabeth Ripley says self, but I don't know if I see Elizabeth here. So with that, Mr. Davies, are you online?
Yes, I am.
And if you could identify yourself for the record, and if you have testimony, please begin.
Yes, my name is John Davies. I live in Fairbanks, Alaska, and I am a relatively recently appointed member of the Board of Regents. I have just two basic concerns with the bill as it's written right now. And the first one of which is that I'm concerned that when we identify people regionally like this, that we then, those people come with a predilection to represent that region. And the history of the board over the last couple decades is that the board has worked very hard to think, to begin to focus the discussion at the highest levels of the university on the notion that we are one university, that we're trying to represent the entire state of Alaska in the most even-handed way possible. It was my experience in talking to members of the board and testifying in front of the board decades ago that wasn't the case, that there was a significant amount of regionalism that was on the board. And I think that there's been a lot of work within the university and on the board itself to try to move the board to a more holistic view of the state of Alaska. And so my concern is that the unintended consequence of this regionalization of the appointment process will move us backwards in that regard. The second concern I have and is just the concern that I think that Senator Gardner was getting to, which is while certainly there are great people all over the state of Alaska, at any point in time when there's a vacancy on the board, you don't necessarily have really good people who can be found in any particular region of the state. And it's because the appointment is for 8 years and you want to have the very best people that you can on the board, I think it's important to give the governor some leeway. Certainly the idea of having in the background a notion that you want broad geographical representation is laudable, but to require it has, I think, unintended consequences, both from the first point I was making about then people thinking of themselves as representing certain regions, and then secondly, the concern that you just may have a hard time finding a really good person at a particular point in time who wants to spend 8 years on the Board of Regents. And so I think it would be better to allow the governor a bit of flexibility in that regard and to be able to pick the very best people he or she can at any given point in time. And that concludes my testimony.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Davies? I have one. Regent Davies, you mentioned, I think, early, and I hope I captured you, what you were trying to say, was if you regionalize it, you may end up having people represent their regions first over the university. Is that accurate?
That's what my concern is, yes.
But we could, just a comment, I guess, we can still have that now. It depends on the individual. You could have, for example, five people selected from Fairbanks or Anchorage, and depending upon the individual, they may view themselves as representing Fairbanks or Anchorage or MATSU as opposed to the university. So I'm just trying to understand how that would lend itself. We have school districts in the state of Alaska that are both at large, there's at large types, and there's also by district, districted. We have that across the state, and I'm not sure if I've heard of that possibility, I guess is what I'm saying. I'm just trying to find out if there's been some examples. And then you stated earlier that even before this bill came about, was it regionalized before?
No, it was not, but people had the view that they were representing a certain region.
So whether it was not regionalized before and some people had that view, if it's not regionalized now, they may have that view, and if it becomes regionalized, they may have that view. So I'm just trying to think maybe it's more of the person themselves and their view of where their place is in the university. Any other questions for Mr. Davies? Seeing none, thank you. We're going to go on to Joe Heckman, University of Alaska Board of Regents, also from Fairbanks. Ms. Heckman, are you online?
Yes, I am.
Could you please state your name for the record, your affiliation, and begin your testimony on this bill?
My name is Joe Heckman. I'm with the University of Alaska Board of Regents, currently the chair, and I'm from Fairbanks.
Okay, if you can begin your testimony.
I'm going to echo similar thoughts as Regent Davies, and I am reminded that I was privileged to provide testimony last year to the House Bill 107 and shared similar concerns. The regionalism issue is one that I have not experienced. Unlike Regent Davies, who has been on the board for about a year, I've been on the board over 4 years and been really impressed with the collaborative efforts of all the regions. We work together in the interest of the entire university. We're not biased towards a location or a campus. When we come together, we understand that there's a bigger purpose, a greater good, and I've been very impressed with the regents that have been appointed in the last 4 years, including the newest appointment of Regent Paramo, because they bring so much wisdom and so much knowledge and good perspective to the table. I do, however, understand and appreciate the reasons behind House Bill 107 and even appreciate the sentiment behind House Bill 107 so that we could have more diversity, I suppose, across the state. I have not been here for 100 years, so I don't have the 100-year history, but I do have some history of the Board of Regents. While the university is 100 years old, we didn't always have Board of Regents, not till later, so our Board of Regents history may not be 100 years old. Then to say that for a century we haven't had anybody from a certain region, I'm not too sure if that is an accurate statement. In the 4 years that I've been on the Regents, I have seen people not advocate for their particular region. And currently, for example, we have representation from Juneau, Fairbanks, Anchorage, MATSU, Soldotna, Kodiak. We have people who work in more than one location, so they have backgrounds and knowledge of those communities. And these are very educated professionals who are running big companies. They are heads of their companies, so they bring a lot to the table. Diversity on the board is from large to small businesses, government to nonprofit, Native organizations, men, women, ethnic diversity. I think these diversities bring a substantial amount of good to the Board of Regents as we conduct our university's business. I'm not too sure with the bill as it's written what we could gain additionally, because at the end of the day we're looking for people who are willing to. I'm retired, by the way, so apparently I have a lot of time to devote to this. So I've signed on for 8 years and I'm over 4 years. But the rest of the people on the board are not retired, so to speak. The majority of them are still working. And for people in top-level positions to give their time, energy, effort, expertise to the university, especially in these challenging times, I'm deeply appreciative of that, and anybody who wants to raise their hand and do that for 8 years without any compensation, I think that's a great thing. So at the end of the day, I think we're looking for people who bring their wisdom and their expertise to the table. It really is irrelevant where they come from, as long as they don't come to the table with the preconceived notion that they're going to advocate for their region. The reason I emphasize that, because in last year's testimony, I heard a lot of testimony from people that kept mentioning that if they had a representation from, example, say, Matsu, then they would have more investment in Matsu, or their certain buildings would be finished, or certain programs would be. But see, that's not what the regents do. You know, we don't advocate for one particular area. We look at the university as a whole, and certainly at these times, we're looking at much challenging issues in restructuring and redefining and right-sizing the university. So I'm just concerned about this emphasis on regionalism, because diversity is already present in our Board of Regents. And the other issue that I am worried about is who's going to raise their hand for 8 years from these off-road areas. There are wonderful people, as Regent Davies says, throughout the state of Alaska, but if there is nobody there, then it inhibits our operations, because now we have to wait to see who, what flexibility does the governor has to appoint somebody else. It takes six of us to vote, and in these times, you know, we would not be served well if we had to wait for any appreciable length of time while we were trying to find the right person from the right region. So with that, I'll stop and see if you guys have any questions.
Any questions for Regent Heckman? I have one, Regent Heckman. You were referring to, and I have one quote, but I heard you kept using the pronoun we over and over several times, but you said we are looking for people that. Who is the we you're referring to?
Well, I use that we as a group of Alaskans, especially at the Board of Regents. We never make the choice. We don't have the choice in the matter. We are never asked for our opinions or preference. We welcome anybody who is appointed with open arms and put them to work. So if you're thinking we mean something, no, we just means the Board of Regents and the Alaskans. We're looking for the best people to serve on this board because it's an important role to play.
I appreciate the clarification. I think in speaking with Representative Gaddis, her we was Alaskans. I wasn't sure if it was different than her we, I thought it was in the context of the Regents. But thank you for that clarification. And the only other comment I have, I guess, on the bill is I commend Representative Gaddis, though, for looking for people off-road because, and I know you're not implying this, Regent Heckman, at all, but a lot of times rural Alaska is overlooked and the unique education delivery issues out there and needs of those folks, we oftentimes don't include them to the extent we can. And I think the intent is that in the at-large members that you would have some folks that would potentially be appointed from out there. Any other questions for Regent Heckman? Senator Gardner.
Thank you, and thank you for being here to help us understand the possible impacts of this bill. Let's see, I'm looking at the statute regarding qualifications of regents and special provisions relating to the student regent, and I don't know if you can answer this, but the student regent has to be enrolled full-time at the University of Alaska at the time of appointment and remain a full-time student while serving.
That's correct.
And it's an 8-year term. So do you have a problem with students staying in for 8 years?
It's a 2-year term.
Oh, for the student?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes better sense. Thank you.
That was interesting. I do have, I guess, one last question for Regent Heckman. How long have you been on the board?
I was appointed in 2011.
Okay. Has there been any history to recollection in which folks have resigned from the board because they either moved or they had other things they wanted to do?
Well, yes, we have had step downs. Regent Bob Martin of Juneau stepped down for health reasons. We had several whose terms came to an end, so we had new appointments. Then we had most recently our regent from Fairbanks, Mike Powers, who stepped down so that he could assume the interim chancellor position at UAF.
Thank you very much. Any additional questions for Regent Heckman before we go on to the next testifier? Seeing none, thank you. Next testifier is Elizabeth Ripley. Are you online, Elizabeth Ripley?
Yes, I am, Senator Dunleavy.
Can you identify yourself, who you're affiliated with, and begin your testimony?
I'm testifying on my own behalf, Elizabeth Ripley. I live in Wetzel, Alaska.
Thank you.
Senator Dunleavy, members of the committee, I support and urge you to pass House Bill 107. In the last 20 years, my husband received his master's degree from the University of Alaska, and I've taken classes at UA, served as a guest lecturer, and in my second term on the Medical College Advisory Board. UA was commissioned to serve the North and its diverse peoples. The achievement of the university's mission begins with the Board of Regents, which is responsible for UA policy and management through the president. In its Shaping Alaska's Future initiative, UA promises that the diversity of UA faculty, staff, and administrators reflects the diversity of Alaska's peoples. This applies to diversity in region as well as culture. Since 2000, Metsu's population has grown from 50,000 to almost 100,000 people and is home to the second largest school district in Alaska. Metsu College, an extended college of UAA, has evolved from a community college that offered a range of special interest classes for community members to one that serves a younger degree-seeking student body. It currently enrolls over 2,000 students per semester and is a major conduit of students to the UA system. In fact, over 12% of UA's first-time degree-seeking Alaska freshmen were from the Metsu. Nevertheless, since its inception, excluding student regents, not one regent has originated from the Metsu Borough until Dina Paramo was appointed after this bill was introduced. This historic lack of representation is unacceptable and clearly does not meet UA's goal of diversity in its leadership. Despite Metsu's importance to the UA system, its population growth, and future potential, it has been left out of the university's leadership, strategic discussions, and governance decisions until this bill was introduced. This must be rectified in a way that will strengthen UA's leadership structure and help build a stronger higher education system for Alaska. HB 107 does just that. I personally support it and urge you to pass it.
Thank you. Questions from members of the committee for Elizabeth Ripley? Seeing none, I see no other testifiers at this point. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to testify? We will leave public testimony open. We'll set the bill to the side. We'll pick it up at our next regularly scheduled meeting, which is Thursday. Senator Gardner.
Thank you. I'd like to ask a question of the bill sponsor. You don't answer it right now, but just if you could find out, maybe from the governor's office, how many applicants there were last year when he had the opportunity to make appointments to the Board of Regents and also for this year. I'm just concerned about getting the pool of applicants that are available and interested and qualified. That seems to me could be a problem.
If you can share that with the committee, that would be great. I wonder, as you said, that's just a comment, if it's now opened up in this manner where there's four at-large seats and maybe there's encouragement for rural Alaska to apply, you might get a different, also a different pool forming with those folks. But it's a good point. So we're going to set this aside Thursday. We'll get some more information from Representative Gaddis' office. Public testimony remains open until that meeting. And with that, I believe we've concluded our agenda. And any comments before we leave? Seeing none, thank you.